Gil Clance held his breath as Vance Turin lightly dropped to the deck and peered through the crack between the double doors. Gil glanced behind them. The corridors of the Administrative Belt Corporation Center, ABCC, remained quiet and empty, eerily so, of all but the three teens. Pain in his chest reminded Gil that he still held his breath. He let it out noisily. Across the flatbed cart, Larry Hall jumped, then glared. Turin stood, looking small beside Hal, and turned.
"It's clear. Let's do it."
They combined to manhandle the cart through the double doors. Gil was glad they had recruited Larry Hall. The quiet teen was built like an Earth football lineman. Vance and Gil were medium height, though Gil outweighed Vance by 10 kilos. Even though the complex's spin supplied only a half gravity, the 300-kilo mass rolled stubbornly. Inside the moist air of the swimming room, Gil noticed sweat already sheening on Vance and Hall's faces and realized he too was sweating with the effort. Suddenly, Vance Turin whispered urgently,
"Hey, stop the dumb thing! It's gonna go over the edge!"
Gil looked up. The cart rolled straight at the swimming pool's edge. The little raised rim wouldn't stop this mass. He jammed his feet against polished tiles and leaned backwards. Ahead of him, he saw Vance do the same. Gil felt the cart slow. Larry Hall dropped to his seat and grunted as he too shoved his soles against the tiles. The cart tilted as the front wheels climbed the pool's rim. Then it lurched backwards and stopped. Gil, Larry, and Vance peered past the cart's front. The cart platform hung a foot over the lip. Turin glared angrily at Gil and Larry, his narrow face frowning.
"We almost put the cart in too, you idiots!"
Larry Hall laughed. At Gil's puzzled look, he grinned.
"Say, did I just bruise my butt for nothing? Why'd we stop it? We're gonna dump the stuff in the pool anyway."
Gil couldn't suppress a grin. It would have been a bitch to get the cart out again.
"Yes, and that would spoil it. A sunken cart would have been a dead giveaway."
Vance felt in a pocket, straightened, and passed out sticks of his imported earth gum.
"They'll laugh about this for years."
Gil grinned tentatively back. Larry stared out over the water and rumbled,
"It seems a shame to mess it up. It's the only swimming pool in the asteroid belt."
Vance handed Gil a 5-kilo bag of gelatin dessert powder, then slapped Larry on the back.
"It's gonna be funny as hell. Anyway, they'll clean it out, and people will be swimming by next week."
He took a bag himself, tore the top, and sniffed.
Lime. Let's make breakfast dessert for Principal Fields."
Gil tore open his bag and emptied the powder into the pool. It made blue-green swirls dissolving. Besides, after listening for years to Aunt Steph's war stories, he wanted to tell her one if she visited Karis Asteroid Station. If this worked, he'd have a dilly to share. Then, too, this prank would give him entrance to the in-group of executives' teens led by Vance Turin at the ABCC High School. He knew Larry wanted in, too. Vance dusted his green school blazer and said,
"I'll go set the pool temperature up. We'll have to chill the water too, but I can set the controls to return the temperature to normal by morning."
Larry and Gil kept tearing bags and pouring. Shortly, the pool's room felt more humid and close. The lime smell got stronger too. On impulse, Gil leaned down and touched the water. Yes, it felt hot. Vance had set the water temperature controls. But how long did that take? Where was Vance? Gil shed his blazer, but shortly his shirt soaked with sweat and clung to him. Vance returned as they poured the last pilfered bag. A lime scent overlaid the swimming pool chlorine smell. Larry sniffed worriedly and asked Vance,
"Won't that smell warn them?"